Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Wolves of England defender Connor Cody simply exuded fun and enthusiasm in our interview. And here, he sells us on the merits of his favourite formation, 3-4-3, and how it changes the way he watches football, not just the way he plays.
Passing, judgement, time to read, suits you.
Do you know what? It's not just me. Because I've played it for so long now, mates, I look at 3-4-3 and look at 3-5-2, and I watch every football game. Do you know what I mean? I'm massive on football. I'm a huge football fan. I'm first and foremost, I'm a fan. I'm like everybody else. I'm a fan. I'm just lucky enough I get to play on a pitch and watch my mates score, or and I get to celebrate with them. I'm a huge football fan. So I watch every game that's on telly. And I watch games now because I've played the system so long. I watch games and think, I wonder how he could play 3-4-3. I wonder how this team could do 3-4-3. I probably shouldn't. I do. That's how I look at games now because I've played it for so long. And honestly, it's such a fantastic formation in terms of you can do anything with it. We play it a certain way. We can play it with three at the back, five at the back. You can play it higher up the pitch if you want to be more pressing and more aggressive with it. You can play it in so many different ways. And the manager at England, the gaffer at England, have got a certain way of playing it that we're all trying to adapt to. But I think it's such a flexible formation in terms of, like you said, the angles. I think I look at myself and I can speak on behalf of myself that in terms of when I play in the middle of a back three, a lot of people always say to me, you don't have to go deep. And that's true, but it's in terms of there's always a reason as to why I go deep. And the reasoning to it is, if we're under a little bit of pressure, if one of our outside centre-halves under a little bit of pressure and I drop, I don't know, 15, 20 yards, it stops the striker from pressing me. And it gives me more time, it gives him more time, it gives people around me more time. And there's always a reason to it. I have loads of people who say to me, you shouldn't be that deep. There's a reason as to why I do these things. And I think it's important that we stick to these sorts of things. Go on, mate, yeah.
Well, so, for example, when you've talked about Sevilla and Banega, you used the phrase begin again. Now, you can begin again in the midfield, or you can begin again in that three or five at the back. And effectively, as deep as you are, you can be doing a role that's a little bit similar to Banega, but in a different area of the pitch, because you're not just giving an out ball. Yeah. If the out ball is given to you, up to your outside centre-half, left or right of you, or even the keeper, just by giving it to you and in what part of the pitch you're in changes completely the position of the opposition and how they are or aren't stretched, particularly if you're doing that at high speed. I think the concept before when I was growing up was if the ball goes back to centre-half, well, one, it's going to be lumped, and two, there's this urgency you talked about. Well, for fuck, can we? But now we're beginning to understand that recycling it is not just a way out of a pressure situation. It actually has an effect on the opposition, right?
Well, that's the biggest thing about it. We're always trying to affect the opposition. You're playing against 11 players, 11 top players. And the one thing you want to do is try and affect the opposition, whether that's to bring them into places they don't want to be. So if I drop deep and a striker comes with me, you get Ruben or you get Joao or you get someone on the other side, the striker go, okay, here's the ball then. Do you know what I mean? And off you go, you get the ball because the strikers all of a sudden come so far with me, the space the other side. It's all about affecting the opposition. But the good thing with how we play at Wolves and the England setup as well is that the players around me, around the Webbers play, and especially at Wolves when they're around me, they know how I'm going to do things. They know that whatever I do, it's to help them around me. So if I'm dropping deep, it's to say, right, all right, you can give me the ball, get yourself with a little bit of pressure. If I'm dropping deep and I've got the ball, it's okay, go on, get yourself wide and I'll give you the ball back, or I'll miss you out if you've got someone coming to you and I'll go a little bit longer out to the fullbacks. So it's important that we do it to affect the opposition, because that's what the game's all about, trying to affect an opposition to try and beat them. And I think if you can bring them into positions that they're not necessarily used to, so like I said, if someone comes with me, no problem, come and stand on me. But then that gets someone like Ruben Neves, Joao Martinho on the ball. And they're playing our team we won on the ball, by the way. They're their technicians, their players who want to play and affect the game. And I think that's massive about it. And that's something we've come to learn over the years playing under the manager. But like I said, I watch it with other teams and I watch other teams playing. I go, if he could play wing back, he'd be a great wing back. I bet he'd be a great right centre half. I bet he, do you know what I mean? That sort of thing. And I bet you could play that 10 yards further up the pitch if you wanted to be more aggressive. You can play it in so many different ways, mate. I absolutely love the formation, but it's probably because I've been in it for so long now.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview Bite Size, brought to you by Bet365. All of these stories come from my podcast series, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter. There are interviews with over 100 elite footballers on our archive. Search for the show on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.